Check out Dobbs April deals before you make your next tire or service purchase, including super BOGO deals on oil changes, plus great deals on new sets of tires. Bumper to bumper, your dollars go further at Dobbs. Click on gotodobbs.com for April deals now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Joey Vitale views things a little differently. Just imagine how he looks at hockey.
Whoa!
This is The View from Vitale, brought to you by Scott Lee Heating Company, a proud Mitsubishi Electric Elite contractor.
Joey Vitale is coming up with the pregame show in about 30 minutes or so with BT. I'm Danny Mag. Marshy with us, celebrating his birthday, and I know... BT, you wanted to kick off our interview with Joey V.
Well, I did because, Joe, first of all, I know you're an extremely intelligent individual, and I know you're always prepared. I got a quick question off the top. Do you happen to have a pen on you and somewhere to write something down?
Jeez, BT. You know, one of the things I never bring to the booth is a pen. Schulte, you got a pen? Yeah, Schulte's helped me out. I got a pen,
okay.
And I got my notes. Okay, I do. I'm
perfect.
Ready. I'm prepped.
Perfect. All right, here we go. I'm going to write down.
Are we going to draw like a seagull? Is it going to be like a drawing contest? I can draw a pretty good seagull.
I'm sure you can, and I know that our radio listeners would love to hear that, but I'm going to try something else. I'm going to have you write. I got a name for you, and I want you. I'm going to just spell it out, then I want you to say it. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. K.
K-H.
H.
A. A.
B.
As in boy?
B as in boy. I. B as in boy. U. L.
L as in Lauren?
L as in Lauren. That's my fault. That's on me. L as in Lauren.
I.
N as in Nikolai.
Nikolai.
Yeah, what did you just write down?
The great goaltender, Hobby Bullen.
Of course.
So, hot damn, he got it.
I
said Kabibulin.
Oh, boy, he said that?
that's Brad here.
Oh, that's ugly Brad. Brad, that hurts.
I know.
That hurts me. That hurts me.
Yeah, you're telling me.
How did you say it in Brad? What was it?
Kabibulin.
No, it wasn't. It was Kabibulin.
Kabibulin. Kabibulin.
Yeah. The Bulin. If you got the Bulin right, I mean, you're
no, it was Kabibulin. You're right.
Kabibulin. Yeah, that's Kabibulin. What was it again?
Kabibulin is what I came
Kabibulin.
Up with.
Hey, there is a player on the Montreal Canadiens. His name's Jack Eye. Have you seen how his name's spelled? It starts with an X.
No.
I'm glad it ends in I.
Exactly. It starts with an X. It's pronounced Jack Eye. So the Montreal Canadiens, they actually gave him the nickname Wi-Fi.
Because I like that.
His last name looks like a Wi-Fi password.
Joey, you had no idea what you're walking into today, did you?
You know, with you two knuckleheads, nothing really surprises me. I mean, Danny Mac, you're pretty professional, but you know when you get that BT, he's crazier than a box of squirrels, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know this, Joey, I always spin it back. So how is Binnington going to do his best Kabibulin tonight against the Avs?
How does he channel his Kabibulin? I mean, I tell you what.
That's what I'm saying.
Big 50, he's back in the cage here tonight. He has been absolutely spectacular for this Blues team. I think, you know, the players he's facing tonight is going to be probably the biggest test he's faced. Heck, I don't know, maybe 2-3 weeks. I mean, this is, to me, the most explosive offense right now in the National Hockey League. And it was explosive before they went out there and got, of course, you know, Casey Middlestat, third line on the set, Yakov Trenin they picked up as well. So they got some bigger pieces that have made this good team even better. But they're deep. They drive the net. They go north in a hurry. They can tack you off the rush. And they're a heck of a team down low in the offensive zone as well. So I tell you what, the best player on the ice tonight, if the Blues want to have a prayer, is going to be number 50.
How about Jake Neighbors in the way that he has played this year, Joey, but also the way that he just gets in front of the net, and he's a disturbance there, and what he's been able to do, and just the kind of year that he's had.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, you know, Dan, you know, remember Thomas Holmstrom from the Detroit Red Wings back in the day? With, you know, he made his living in front of the net. I mean, you want to talk about the simplest way to make a living, yet the most uneasy way to make a living, if that makes any sense at all, it would be what Thomas Holmstrom did. He lives on top of that blue paint for the Detroit Red Wings. Of course, all those great power plays and all those wonderful Russians throughout the years, but he was the staple. He was the guy to go in front of the net, and when you're that good at it, you can make millions and millions and millions, and you can make a career out of it. And I think Jake Neighbors, to me, he reminds me so much of Thomas Holmstrom from the Red Wings, because he's so courageous, first of all, to get there. He's got such a good strength, lower body strength, and, you know, core, where it's hard to bump him off the area that he wants to occupy. And not to mention, he's got great skill and hand-eye coordination. I mean, to me, it's a perfect combination of a player that you need in front of the net. You got to have a guy that's willing, and you got to have a guy that's skilled. And, you know, a lot of times in the sport of hockey, you have a lot of willing guys, but they lack skill. You know, look at maybe like a Nathan Walker, all due respect to him, because I played and I lived that living myself. But then on the flip side, you know, at times, I know that you look at a player like, you know, Jordan Kyrou, who's like, oh, can he give us a little bit more from the will side? And I think that's what Jake Neighbors does so well. He's a perfect balance of the will and the skill, and that's what you need to go net front. And he was my number one star last game because of maybe not chipping in point-wise on every goal, but he was a net front screen on all three of those power play goals. Steve Ott took him aside earlier this year. He said, make this your living, make this your cubicle, or whatever you want to say, and you're going to play a long time in this league, and he's certainly doing it.
Joe, we saw the other night, we saw three third-period power play goals against Anaheim. What on earth did they unlock, and is it something that we could see a little bit more of?
Well, I think the first thing, and the most, you know, probably evident thing, BT, was that, you know, Drew Bannister ended up switching out two players on that top unit. They had three power play opportunities in the first. It was so stagnant. It was so lethargic. Had no energy to it. Didn't create any momentum in the game, and they went 0-3. In the third period, you know, he removed Jordan Kyrou and Torrey Krug, and he put out and they replaced Justin Falk, a right-handed shot defense with a point, and then Braden Schenn to kind of give you more kind of direct predictability on that left side. So I think that, you know, they were just looking for a different chemistry, that the passing, the execution just was not there. And, you know, you added those two players, it just changed the whole dynamic of that power play. And like I mentioned before, Braden Schenn's a very direct player. You know, Jordan Kyrou, he likes to razzle, likes to dazzle. Sometimes he makes beautiful goals. A lot of times, sometimes it's turnovers too. So I think they wanted a predictability. Braden Schenn going to get pucks in the net, willing to shoot like we saw. And then, of course, with Justin Falk, a right-handed shot defenseman at the point. Again, a player that looks more to shoot than pass. So you have two shooters now on that top unit. It was way more direct. And like I mentioned before, with Jake Neighbors in front of the net, he has been a beast getting in front of goaltender's eyes. He's been picking up on some really good tips and rebounds, and he's a great puck retriever when the puck gets into the corner as well. So I would say all that combined, it really made for the Blues' major successor in that third period.
It's interesting you brought up the name Justin Falk. He looks like a better, different player to me, Joey. Correct me if I'm wrong, in the last couple of weeks. I'm assuming it's because of the injury and he's recovering from that, but he looks a lot better here in the last few games.
I think you're bang on, Dan. I actually said that in the post game a couple of days ago, and I talked to Justin. We had him on the post game interview right after that Blues win and against the Ducks, and we asked him. My final question was, hey, I know those high ankle sprains, those are a pain in the rear end. Sometimes it could take a long time. Even when you come back, you still can re-aggravate it. But I said, is this as healthy as you've been all year? And he said, without a doubt, the last three games, the games you're talking about, he is finally feeling about as close to 100% as he's going to feel. I think when he came back, I think he was at 60 or 70%, and this was a team that was in the hunt. So they're like, you know what, if you can give a 70 and you're willing and able, let's go. But I just don't know if he was himself. Seemed a little bit slow in transitions. He was getting burnt wide, which really doesn't happen throughout his whole career. But I would say the last three, with Scott Perunovic, they certainly have some Minnesota magic back there, because they have been very steady, moving the puck very well, and Justin Falk's been a very confident shooter in the offensive zone too, which has been huge.
Joe, as you know, 14 games left. They're 4 points out of that second wild card behind Vegas right now. There is no room for lethargic play, right? There's no room for any lack of energy. How hard is it for this group to be able to dig deep? Because they're not going to be able to let anything go at this point if they want to get a chance to get a playoff spot, right?
Exactly, BT. I mean, first and foremost, this is a league where, you know, Drew Bannister shouldn't need to go in the locker room and express how important these games are and where they're at. I mean, these are the professionals. This is what they do for a living. They shouldn't even need a pump-up speech before games and before periods. I mean, if you can't find self-motivation and you can't find urgency in your game right now, given the Blues situation, I mean, to me, it's just never going to happen for you. So, and with that being said, it's got to be urgent because you really just can't lose in big stretches anymore. You can drop one. You can drop two into this final stretch. But I'm telling you now, I think 14 total left. I think right now it's kind of win, maybe get a loss, but you better get on another 4 or 5-game winning streak. Can the Blues lose more than 3 games the rest of the way? To me, I don't think they can, because I think the Vegas Golden Knights, of course, the team they're chasing, they have 1 game in hand. Same thing with the LA Kings, have a game in hand, and they're playing some pretty good hockey right now. And not to mention that Minnesota Wild team, it just won't go away. They have matchups, more matchups than the Blues against the teams they're chasing in LA and Vegas. So that certainly plays very favorable to the Minnesota Wild as far as potential points being up in the air as well. So I would say that, you know, if you can get the rest of the way losing two, I think you're in. I think anything 3 or more, it's going to be too tough. So games like tonight, backs against the wall, one of the best teams in the National Hockey League, that Kebabulin guy, he better be doggone good on this ice. Let's just put it that way.
Well said, Joe.
Final question for you, Joey. You got the Avalanche. They won 6 straight. Blues have won 4 straight. Simply put, what do you expect tonight?
They're going to come fast. Nathan MacKinnon is a man amongst boys. Right now, he's got the Sega Genesis 96 cheat code on, whatever that was. AB, up, down, because he has been absolutely flying. The only way you can slow down a Nathan MacKinnon right now is if I drop this phone on you boys right now, head down the locker room, grab his skates, throw them away, and then that might buy the Blues a little bit of time before he recovers his next pair of skates, because that's just it. He is absolutely flying. The way he has his linear crossovers, digging for speed, they play so fast, they draw a lot of penalties, and their power play is spectacular. With MacKinnon, you got Cale Makar, one of the best puck-moving defensemen in the league, and Georgiev leading the league in wins. So they're a top-notch, well-oiled machine. They've added some key players, so I think for the St. Louis Blues, you're going to have to lean heavily on your goaltender. You're going to have to be disciplined and stay out of the penalty box. Don't give them any sniffs. And then, of course, just stay extremely, extremely tight in the D zone, almost like you're killing the penalty, because if you take away the middle, you're going to give this goaltender the eyesight for the puck, and that could really help.
Joey, have a great game tonight. Thanks for joining us. Always appreciate it.
Sounds good, boys. You guys, great talking to you as well, and have a great week.